So we're, you know, into the middle of the Denver stuff here. You know, they've looked good in all three phases of the game, as I said yesterday. Really active on defense, especially with the front. Those guys are very disruptive. Wolf, who's, you know, done a good job for him. You know, he's stepped in there, got a lot of playing time, you know, along with, you know, some of the regular guys they have in there. You know, Donnerville and Vaughn Miller, are, you know, two very, very active guys. Still some strong guys in the secondary. I mean, they've added a champ. You know, that's a good group as well. And, you know, offensively, it's a good group of playmakers that are with, and of course, Peyton, and, you know, Decker, Thomas, Stokely as a third receiver, you know, good backs, Dress and Tammy, guys that can make plays at tight end. Good football team, Coach Fox on defense, and does his usual, you know, good job of mixing things up, giving you a lot of pressure, coverages, making it hard to read the defense. So they're very well coached. A good group of players here. Good football team.
Bill, you talked a little bit yesterday about sort of what makes kind of a really good runner was one who can kind of get the yards beyond what he should or could based off sort of the blocking and what's in front of him. Of the 247 on Sunday, do you know sort of what the total was of after contact or after the should have been tackled mark total was?
No, I don't have a specific number.
Is that something that you guys kind of gauge in rewatching the film? Not necessarily specific numbers, but hey, this guy did a good job, a very good job.
No. We track the actual numbers. We track it in each game and at the end of the year when we evaluate the players and all that. That's something we definitely keep track of, receivers. Well, anybody really. Anybody that has the ball, run back, receivers, tight ends, whoever it is, the yards after contact is definitely something that we keep tabs on, really emphasize the players every week. I just don't have the exact.
Does it seem like through four games, and obviously Steven being the guy who's carried the ball the most, that's something that he and the rest of the running back group has done a pretty good job of so far?
I think overall, all of our skill players have productive doing that. And I certainly put the backs in that category, but you know, we have bad plays really from all of them. Those are the extra yards they get on their own. Whatever the play is executed for, it is, but being able to break or avoid or make defenders miss tackles, that's kind of extra bonus yardage that the players make on their own individually.
Still, Daniel Fell seemed to have a positive impact in the game on Sunday. Revisiting the decision to sign him, what drew you to him?
Well, Dan's had good experience in production in the league. We've seen him do a lot of different things. Block, catch, playing the kicking game, pass protect. You know, all the things you see a tight end do. I wouldn't really classify him as a one-dimensional guy. This is just what he does. I think he's got a good set of skills and can do do a number of things at the tight end position. He's got good size, runs well. Mark out, he's versatile and adjustable now. He hits different assignments, nations, adjustments, things like that. So he's got a good combination of skills and is a versatile player for us at that position.
So your team is usually very good with takeaways. When it comes to them forcing turnovers, how do you advise your players on calculating the risk of making those plays?
First of all, we want to make the tackle and make sure that we get the guy with the ball in our grasp and get him down. Sometimes that contact comes with pressure on the ball. Sometimes it doesn't, and we try to be aware of when it is when we are tackling a player and we're able to make contact with the ball. Then part of the tackle can be to dislodge the ball, but we don't want to just be grabbing at the ball all the time and then we don't get it and then the runner breaks the tackle. So a lot of times those plays are caused by the second or third guy in, but sometimes the first guy, if he's able to make contact with the ball as well as make the tackle, like I think Nikovic's just strip sack, for example, which those are usually pretty common coming in from behind where you can secure the tackle with one arm and try to get the ball out with the other arm. That's kind of straightforward, but that's an easy play to coach from. Sometimes there are tackles where the tackler gets his shoulder or helmet or arm on the ball and is able as part of the tackle to get the ball out as well. So that's how we try to coach with players.
Bill, Mike Vega, in the first month of the season, it seems like this team has established itself as a balanced team in the two wins that you've had. To what extent do you think that's a function of your balance, your success in those wins? And how important is that? I mean, it's pretty important for every team, but in your team in particular, with your personnel groupings and whatnot, in terms of trying to dictate what you want to do by establishing balance.
Oh, Mike, I think it's a great way to play because it just forces the defense to have to react and cover everything. And that's defensively, I think that's where you want them. You want them to have to think about all their responsibilities, outside runs, inside runs, deep passes, short passes, screen passes, misdirection plays, point of attack plays, inside routes, inside receivers, outside receivers. I mean, just, you know, to have good balance kind of, you know, keeps them from ganging up on one thing. And if you can do that, then it opens up a lot of other things. I think, as an example, like on the touchdown pass to Gronkowski, it's so hard to get a player like that open on a dropback pass. You know, the defenders see the pass, they go to match their coverage and take their guy, but when you can have a run action that draws the defenders up, and then, you know, you get a guy behind them like Rob did on that play. I mean, that's a big part of that play was the play action and the run threat that we had presented in the game that caused the linebackers to displace a little bit, and we were able to get behind them. So the running game helps the passing game helps the running game, the thrown to the receivers helps the tight ends, thrown to the tight ends helps the receivers, thrown to the receivers helps the backs, and it just all creates spacing and forces the defense to handle the whole field, and like that just gives the offense good opportunities. So I think it's a good way to be able to attack offensively. It's not always where you are. Sometimes the defense will be intent on taking a certain aspect of your game away and say, okay, we're not going to give you this, we're going to make you beat us with that. Well, then you have to be able to do that.
Yeah, you put a defense on its heels right away when you're able to establish that, aren't you?
Well, right, I think the more balanced that you can be, then the less they can say, well, we're just going to concentrate on this one thing because you've shown too many other things that they have to defend.
Just curious, Bill, will it be as strange for you to see Dan Copen in a Broncos uniform as it is to see Manning in one?
Well, I mean, we kind of go through this every week. Players on other teams, James Ahedepo, Mark Anderson, whoever it is. I mean, there's players on other teams that have played for us, and yeah, it's a little bit unusual, but it is, but it isn't. I mean, we haven't seen Dan Copen in another uniform, but we've seen plenty of other players in similar situations, and that happened. That's the way it is in the NFL. You can find that on every team throughout the league. So,
Bill, how about your own center, Ryan Wendell? Could you sort of assess his performance through four games and how he's done as the full-time starter?
I think Ryan's done well. As with any player, there are definitely things that he can improve on. But Ryan works hard. He's a smart guy, and he definitely is very attentive to details and coaching. And when you ask him to do something, he really tries to do it the way you ask him to. So the camp in good shape. He's been out there every day. He's worked hard, and he's continued to get better. So I think he's played a good solid stretch here of playing good football.